Potter City presents Dominion 2024. 14 days of fasting and more prayers. Theme, possessing your possessions. Obadiah 1:17. But on Mount Zion, there shall be those that escape, and it shall be holy. And the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. Host, God's servant, Nana Seyopoku Sarkodie. Date, 4th to 17th March, 2024. Venue, Potter City, Myocho Pram Pram. Time, 4:30 p.m. sharp. Be there to take your possessions in a year of positive surprises and flourishing.
Welcome to the Potter's Hour with Prophet Nana Seyopoku Sarkodie, the senior pastor of the World Prayer Center. Prophet Nase is passionate about God's people living a victorious life through faith, holiness, prayer, and fasting. And now, today's message. This is the
Potter's. If God asks us to pray, then it means He will answer prayer. Amen. There is a reward for those who fast.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Because you can decide to eat now. That means every fasting is a sacrifice. Willingly. One of the most powerful things around you that God cannot touch, me and you, is our will. And because God cannot touch our will, when we willingly do something, He sees it as a sacrifice. Also, a demonstration that you love Him and you are pursuing after Him. We are dealing with a very warfare subject. There are messages you hear. It is not in your interest to hear that message and become prayerless. So it prepares you to develop hunger for prayer. Amen. If somebody can be living 365 days and not fast, and you seek the face of God and God doesn't bless you, then there's something about His justice. Particularly when you meet the requirements, He doesn't have a choice. David said He can raise the poor from the down here. That's no matter how down you are, God can bring you out of that. It's a matter of keep doing what you do that will please Him. Amen. Let's read a little scripture here before I take off. We are talking about altars. And it's a message for Africans. Ask your neighbor, are you an African? Is there any Chinese man in this room? It's a message for Ghanaians. It's a message for the black man. And it's a message for every color. Hallelujah to Jesus. You see, let me tell you, if Jesus tarries and one day your great great grandchildren leave, it means that your children's children, they might not need the message I'm preaching, but you will need it. The reason, because by the time your fourth generation arise, we trust God that the seed of the righteous shall be mighty. I mean, based on scripture, I know your children will serve God. Amen. And your grandchildren will serve God. Amen. So automatically, your great grandchildren are already in a generational blessing. Amen. Amen. But you are a generational curse breaker. That is why the battle is fierce. You are coming out of something that Satan has dealt with people over the generation. If you don't get the understanding, you will not intensify your prayer life. Even if you have a closest friend, you are all not the same based on backgrounds. The person you are going to marry or you are married to, you are not the same based on background. Mommy's grandmother was one of the staunch people that helped the Church of Pentecost to be established in Cape Coast. So his background is different from my background. I won't tell you my grandmother. Your laughing is an answer. Even that one, it doesn't exempt her from some strange authors. I am very, 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 very surprised about people who sometimes forget where they come from and try to pretend they are not from there. Living in Tema does not change the fact that you are from Agbozome. It doesn't change it. Traveling to America does not, there is no distance in the spirit. The forces attacking you will not be British Airways to come to where you are. So you walk with the consciousness that because of where I come from, some things I won't do. It's very simple. No matter how I'm tempted for it, because here this compromise as consequence. I won't do it. I will not do such a thing. It will not be part of my life. Not because of anything, because of where I come from. There are authors you don't understand. The fact that you don't believe does not mean they are not there. Exodus chapter 20. Give me verse number 21. And the people stood afar off, and Moses drew near unto the thick darkness where God was. Wow. And the Lord said unto Moses, who is talking? I want you to be very attentive and hear this. Thus thou shalt say unto the children of Israel. So a message is being transferred from God into the children of Israel. Ye have seen that I have talked with you from heaven. How many of you want to have that experience? Like we are here, then Prophet Anna was carried to the crowd. And we are watching, and there's tenders and fire, and God is speaking to me. And you are also hearing. He said, you are, ye have seen that I have talked to you from heaven. Let's hear what he said. Ye shall not make with me gods of silver. And this is what our grandfathers did. Neither shall he make unto you gods of gold. This is what your ancestors did. Keep going. An altar of earth thou shalt make unto me, and shall sacrifice then on thy burnt offerings and thy peace offerings, thy sheep and thy oxen, in all places where I record my name. That is why we come to church, we keep giving offering. I will come to meet you there. So when there's no altar, God has no business coming. Let's go to the New Living Translation and see. Build for me an altar made of the earth and offer sacrifice to me. Your burnt offerings and peace offering, your sheep and goat and your cattle. Build my altar where I cause my name to be remembered. And I will come to you and bless you there. So if you don't have an altar, you are not qualified for a heavenly blessing. What changed your drunkard uncle to become born again? It's altar. I am now going to give you different kinds of altar shortly. But one of the major altar is an altar of prayer. It is an altar of prayer that converts the robber to be a pastor. Listen to Jesus. The harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. But don't jump in and start harvesting. Pray ye unto the Lord of the harvest. Raise a prayer altar so that the Lord of the harvest will send laborers. So the fact that there is a need does not mean you can enter. You will get frustrated. One man of God went to do a program in Japan, and there was a move of the spirit. Immediately God told, even though there is a need here, but you are not the one I'm sending, go back to your country. Never go where God has not sent you, because you don't have defense. You don't have protection. No, because every God-given grace will attract God-given provision. Build for me an altar made of the earth. Wow. And offer what? Your sacrifice to me. Your burnt offerings, your peace offerings, your sheep, your goat, and your cattle. Build my altar wherever I cause my name to be remembered. And I will come to you and bless you.
Wow.
Come back to the King James Version. Amazing. Look at the way the King James put it. An altar of earth thou shalt make unto me, and I shall sacrifice daily thy burnt offering, thy peace offering, thy sheep, thy oxen, in all places where I record my name, and I will come unto thee, and I will do what? May the Lord bless you in this house. Because an altar is here. Go to the next verse. Let's see what happened there. And if thou will make me an altar of stone, thou shalt not build it of wind stone. For if thou lift up thy toe upon it, thou hast polluted it. Come to the New Living Translation and look at something. If you use stones to build my altar, use only natural, not blocks. Requirement at that time. And cut stones. So you cut it. It is disqualified to be an altar. Because God is a God of order. He hates disorder. And no matter how nice that stone is broken into two, the ark is not qualified to be an altar. So there is a requirement to raise an altar in your house. If you use stones to build my altar, use only natural stones, uncut stone. Do not shape the stone with a tool, for that will make the altar unfit for holy use. Requirement. That will make the altar unfit for holy use. We will bring it to the New Testament version. If the altar in the New Testament is your heart, what is there that is unfit? Your wife is supposed to be in the heart. Is there another girl there? We will talk about that as we go forward. So many people are trying to attract God's attention, but they don't qualify. No matter how nice the stones are, the qualification to build the altar. Now look at the next verse. Look at the next verse. Watch this. And do not approach my altar by going up steps. If you do, someone might look up under your clothing and see your nakedness. These are all requirements. You are saying, hey, it's the Bible. Do not approach my altar. So, listen. God doesn't play with his altar. It's holy. And if you understand the significance of an altar, God says, I will meet you there. So, when you come and lie in this altar, you are actually meeting God. Hear this. The altar is a meeting place of deities. If you have faith and you come and lie here, even if it's cancer and you believe, you can be healed. But make sure you meet the requirements. Why do you want God to bless you going contrary to his way? And he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took off the stones of that place and put them for his pillows and lay down at the place to sleep. He's talking about Jacob when he's running away from his brother Esau, who want to kill him. And he dreamt. And he did what? If you don't dream, it's possible authors are responsible. We will get there. And behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached up to heaven. Wow. Who really? No man can build such a ladder. Because what is the tallest building in Ghana? Huh? Villaggio. Now you really have tall buildings here. I remember the tallest one used to be the GCB tower in Circle. One day we were with some white man, he said, "You call this one tower?" That is life. A dwarf can be a tower, depends on his environment. Give the Lord a clap of it. I'm preaching. So not all dwarfs are short. It depends on where they find themselves. A little pusher can be a giant. Depends on his environment. A ladder was set up, it topped it to the heavens. And behold, angels of God ascending and descending on it. Wow. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, "I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac. And the land wherein thou liest, to thee I will give it, and to thy seed." Wow. "And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth." So God is now visiting the third generation. "And thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in this, and in thee, and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with you, and I will keep thee in all places whither thou goest. And I will bring thee again unto this land. For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken." Oh, you are coming alive small, small. And Jacob awake out of his sleep. And he said, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not." And he was afraid and said, "How dreadful is this place? Who make the place dreadful? This is none other but the house of God. And this is the gate of heaven." Oh, may your house be a gate of access into the supernatural. Watch this. And Jacob rose up early in the morning and took a stone that he put forth as his pillow and set it up for a pillar and pour oil upon the top of it. And he called the name of that place what? How did he call the name of that place Bethel? Genesis chapter 12 verse number 6. And Abraham passed through a land to a place of Shechem unto a plain of Moreh. And the Canaanite was then in the land. And the Lord appeared unto Abraham and said, "Unto thy seed I will give this land." And there Abraham built an altar unto the Lord who appeared unto him. And he removed from thence unto a mountain in the east of what? Bethel, and pitched his tent, having Bethel on the west and High on the east. And there he builded an altar unto the Lord and call upon the name of the Lord. Where Jacob's grandfather built an altar and called it Bethel, his grandson encountered God there and also called it Bethel. I hope you are not confused. It's very clear, self-explanatory. So we are going to go back and pull down some altars. You don't need to do it physically. If this is an altar, let me tell you this. If this thing is an altar, what makes it dangerous is the spirit that has possessed it. If you deal with the spirit, it has become a useless entity. So listen, an altar in a church that is sharp to bring deliverance is a sign God is there. Anytime God wants to take over a place, I'm reading scriptures to you. Have you seen it? Huh? He removed from thence onto a mountain on the east of Bethel. We just read that Jacob. What happened to Jacob? She called the place what? What did he call the place? Bethel. And because his grandfather, now, amazing. That means that if our grandfather served God from the house our umbilical cord was buried, the day we were born, after we grew, immediately, if it was a godly altar, all altars attract spirits. So it was a godly altar. Then a ladder was spun. If you don't have a ladder, you have a trench or a well. So if the altar in your house don't take you up, what took Jacob was because his grandfather met God, encountered God. And the moment God didn't tell Abraham, and he removed from thence unto the mountain of the east of Bethel and pitched his tent. Come to verse number 7. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. And the Lord appeared unto Abraham and said, unto thy seed I will give this land. The moment God appeared, he built an altar there. The moment God appeared, the man raised an altar there. He raised it unto the Lord. So not all altars are unto the Lord. I heard a pastor, when I visited Papa Ambiakovic, the Papa Roberts conference, come meeting. I went there about 3 times. There's a Ugandan pastor. And he said, a country that at a point, you are even ashamed to say you come from there. Dictatorship, immorality, fightings, and we raise an altar of prayer. It is one country in Africa, the president stood and declared that this country is a Christian country. And they were able to openly make a law against LGBTQ and pass it in parliament. Uganda is having churches that sit normal size, 30,000 people. Apostle Robert Kayanja Dems and other young, those who are even talk, the young ones that are coming, they raise an altar of prayer. He said prayer was coming from churches, coming from homes, coming from offices, and the one common denominator is unity. It is the only country that Papa Robert told me, Nana, every year, 4 years or 2 years, I don't know how many years they do it, like Ghana, all the charismatic churches come together, Pentecostal churches, every church, and they choose one pastor as the head, and the president to give the man, he said, I was there as a speaker, and the president said, I want to give you a shoe to wear to lead the body, and the shoe was a Prado. Watch this. And they gather all together at a stadium, I think a big place, and all the pastors elect one to lead. And when there is a national problem, they raise a national all night, and every church member from everywhere, from Cardi to Pentecostal, meet. East Africa, unity, powerful country. It's boiling up. The pastor I met preaching there, he said, I was a dollar millionaire 9 years ago. And it's less than, I don't think it's even 45 years. When a revival breaks forth, you cannot be poor. No. The reason for our financial struggle is because another altar is contending. I don't think you are ready for what I'm preaching. Amen. Yesterday I showed you that even unbelievers, they believe in their altars so much. Listen to what Isaiah said. Isaiah chapter 65, verse number 19. Isaiah chapter 65 and verse number 19. And I will rejoice in Jerusalem. Are we together? I will rejoice in Jerusalem and joy in my people, and the voice of weeping shall be no more heard in her, nor the voice of crying. Watch this. There shall be no more dance an infant of this, nor an old man that have not failed his days. No premature death. For the child shall die at 100. Yeah. Hey! When revival breaks forth, but the sinner being 100 years old shall be a curse. So not all longevity is a blessing. Let me find the people here. Got it? Hear this. Not all longevity is a blessing. Not everybody that will live long will be blessed. Because a sinner, the one servicing a satanic altar, a sinner being 100 years old, shall be a curse. New Living Translation. Watch this. No longer will babies die only. No longer will babies die only a few days old. No longer will adults die before they have lived a full life. No longer will people be considered old at 100. So 100, they are still young. Only the curse will die that young.
Potter City presents Dominion 2024. 14 days of fasting and more prayers. Theme, possessing your possessions. Obadiah 1:17. But on Mount Zion, there shall be those that escape, and it shall be holy. And the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. Host, God's servant, Nana Seyo Pokusakodie. Date, 4th to 17th March, 2024. Venue, Potter City, Miocho Pram Pram. Time, 4:30 p.m. sharp. Be there to take your possessions in a year of positive surprises and flourishing.
Potter's Hour is brought to us by Potter's Dube Mineral Water. For more purchase, call 0274-009933. Thank you for joining us on the Potter's Hour. We believe you've been blessed with today's message. Join us same time tomorrow for the continuation of this message. To order for this message and other messages by Prophet Nase Pokusakode, and for all inquiries, call these numbers.
+233-274-009933 or +233-242-472655. Email us on info@portercity.com or visit our website, www.portercity.com. Location. location, plot 16, Miocho Road, Pram, Greater Accra, Ghana.
We invite you to worship with us at Potter City, Miocho, Pram Road. Weekly service, Tuesdays, intercessory all-night meeting, 11 p.m. to 4 a.m. Wednesday, teaching service, 5:45 p.m. to 8 p.m. Thursday, breakthrough hour, 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Friday, mega all-night service, 10 p.m. to 4:30 a.m. Sunday morning, empowerment service, 8:20 to 11 a.m. God bless you. This is the bar.